Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws his shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
What did one sperm say to the other sperm when they were on their way to fertilize the egg?
I give up.
We've got a long ways to go. We just passed the tonsils.
That's pretty good.
This 65-year-old woman told me that joke, and she was a customer. She's like, hey, you want to hear a joke? And I thought it was going to be something gay, like, what did the apple say to the orange or something? That was the joke that she told me.
I have a joke for you.
Here.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Is this the aren't you glad I didn't say banana joke?
Knock, knock. Well, way to dump all over that joke that no one's ever heard before. All right, well, let's get right to it. I think we owe Chris an apology.
For?
He pretty much nailed his Super Bowl predictions.
Oh, yeah. He did.
We all got the score. Yeah, we all got the score right, but he was on the ball. So I apologize, Chris.
You're welcome.
Wait. I didn't say thank you.
I forgive you.
I hear that our good buddy Wally was really impressed also.
Yeah, he couldn't believe that we got him all right.
He was having a tough time designing playgrounds that day. He was just in shock.
You don't even know who Wally is. It's funny that you know all this information about him.
I know Wally.
How much new playground designs do we need, really?
I thought there was only three.
Did he pretty much just figure out where to put the slide in relation to the swing and whether to use gravel or bark?
How come it's all gravel or bark now and there's no sand? What's up with that, Wally?
They do the recycled rubber pieces also.
Yeah, I don't...
Tires.
Yeah, he has to find out where to find a monster truck tire.
All right, well, speaking of the Super Bowl, did you guys check out the commercials? Did you guys like the commercials for the Super Bowl?
I like the 3D commercial.
Well, 3D doesn't work for me.
Really?
Because I only see it on one eye.
That's true.
But... my favorite commercial, did you guys think they were funny or not really?
I wasn't too impressed.
Chris?
It was a slow year for good commercials.
Are you serious? I thought they were awesome. They all were just right on the ball. They were all really funny. Did you guys have any favorites or least favorites?
My favorite was the 3D one, and my least favorite was the rest of them.
Well, I'll tell you my favorite. My favorite was the one where the guy, like, he has the bag of Doritos. It's a Doritos commercial. And he sees this, like, good-looking girl walking down the street, right? And she's in a black dress. And then, but he crunches a Dorito, and it's like this really loud crunch, and the crunch blows her dress right off her, and she's just in her underwear. You know what I mean? Like, and you can just see, he can see her underwear. He's like, and he's, you can just see the expression on his face, like, oh, shit, he just realized he has powers, you know? So
what?
Then...
What flavor Doritos was he eating?
I don't remember. If I remember, I think it's probably just nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese.
Yeah, nacho cheese. But I can't remember. But then, so then he realizes that he has these powers, right? So he goes over to this ATM machine, and he looks at it, and he's like, you can just see, like, this mischievous look in his eye, like, oh, all right, let's try this. And he crunches it, the Dorito, at the ATM machine, and the ATM machine just starts spitting out money everywhere. So then this group of people just comes around, they're, like, grabbing money. It's, like, this big, like, melee, and, you know, he's pretty proud of himself. And then this cop shows up, like, the cop's getting ready to break up the money party where everyone's grabbing money. The cop shows up, and he's, like, trying to split the crowd up. But he looks at the cop, and he crunches a Dorito, and he turns the cop into this little tiny monkey, and the monkey crawls out of, like, the cop suit. But then, get this, the end, the kicker. This is the kicker. So then, right at the end, like, everything's going his way, right? He's all happy. He realizes, oh, shit, I'm out of Doritos. He turns the bag over. And right then, a bus hits him. And the last shot is just his face on the bus window, like, smushed up, like, I'm on a bus. Oh, man, Doritos, and the weird thing is I wanted Doritos, too. So it worked.
You sound cynical.
What? What, you didn't like that commercial?
I don't believe that you really liked it.
Oh, well, you're wrong. You are dead wrong.
You think that you could write a better commercial.
I could write a better commercial. Anyone could write a better commercial than those commercials. It was like they were just using a formula from a couple years ago that worked one year, where it was at the pinnacle of the Super Bowl commercials where they're all sort of funny. And now it's like they're just trying to use the same shticks and they're not funny anymore, basically. But yes, I could write a better commercial. I think we all could. Actually, why don't I'll pitch you a commercial and then you can pitch me a commercial. Is that a good idea for a podcast?
No, but let's do it anyway.
Well, okay. I'll do a Mentos commercial. So here's my idea. So you just see like a kind of like bird's eye view of a car swerving all over the road. But this is to the Mentos song. You know, it's like, wait, how does the Mentos song go? Mentos freshness, fresh goes fresher, or something like that.
That was not it at all.
Isn't that it? Something like that.
I don't know how it goes.
With Mentos fresh and full of life. I know that's how it ends.
Let's have one podcast where you don't sing.
Okay. So yeah, there's a bird's eye view, right? And this is, you have to imagine the music's going on. This is important. So the music's playing and it's like, you see a car swerving all over the road, right? And then you zoom in and you see there's a kangaroo driving the car, right? But then it zooms in even farther and you see that, it's a, the baby kangaroo is driving from the kangaroo's pouch. You know what I mean? Like the kangaroo is letting its child kangaroo drive the car, you know? But then a cop comes and pulls the car over, and then the cop walks up to the window and it's like, he's getting ready to write the kangaroo a kangaroo ticket. But then he sees that it's the baby kangaroo that was driving, and the baby kangaroo looks up to him, and the baby kangaroo reaches into his little baby pouch and pulls out a thing of Mentos. And that's right when it's like, Mentos fresh and full of life. And then the cop is like, looks up and kind of like goes, all right, what could I say? You know?
That was pretty good.
Maybe it would translate better if it was.
Well, you have to imagine there. Yeah, and plus, think about this. The whole time you're hearing like, Mentos freshness, fresh goes better.
And you have to get it filmed in Sweden.
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell you that?
I assumed
why did
that.
Why did they do that? Is that where Mentos started?
I don't know.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Or you should put the Foo Fighters in your commercial.
That's not a bad idea.
I like commercials with kangaroos.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think you guys want to do? You think you could do a better commercial? You guys want
to? First, I dare Chris to name one more commercial with a kangaroo. I can think of one off the top of my head.
Well, all right, I'll tell you. It was the commercial where the kangaroo kicked that guy.
You're thinking of Looney Tunes.
No, he kicks a guy.
I don't know what you're talking
and
about.
Then at the end, they try to sell a product.
There's the one with the shampoo commercial where it
right,
says,
and then the shampoo commercial
you.
One.
Well, I can think of one. It was the trailer for Kangaroo Jack.
Yeah, the trailer for Kangaroo Jack. These are all commercials I was about to name.
Well, how about one of you guys pitch a commercial?
How about that promo spot for Captain Kangaroo's TV show?
But I don't think that had an actual kangaroo in it.
Yeah, but it should have.
You guys want me to give you another commercial? I'll give you another commercial idea. Or do you guys want to tell me one?
Let's have Chris tell one.
Okay, I wrote out a commercial idea when faced with the challenge. I don't want to read it, though. I have laryngitis.
You want me to read it for you?
Yeah, you go ahead and read it.
Okay, hang on.
You've never read this before,
I
right?
never have. This, what, should I read the what just it says number one, Hung Dad.
Right.
Is that the name of the commercial?
Yeah.
Is that like the commercial's title?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a Bud Light commercial. All right. Woman on phone. So you're meeting his dad tonight. Isn't that kind of soon? Other woman. Well, he's really old fashioned. In fact, he won't even sleep with me until we're in a committed relationship and his parents approve of me. Woman. Wow, talk about pressure. Other woman. I know. Woman. Well, you better hope his dad is cute, because in 20 years, that's exactly what he's going to look like. Other woman. Now, I imagine the other one was kind of like thinking like, in a devious way right there, sort of. Am I right?
No, like, oh, that's an interesting idea.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's more like,
Why don't you just read the commercial?
So then the commercial cuts to later that evening. The couple is walking to the kitchen with the mother at their side. The dad is bending over in front of the fridge. His face is hidden, but the woman can see a huge bulge in his pants that goes down half of his leg. Her face shows relief and interest at the same time. Just then, the man stands up and his face comes into view. It's Craig D. Nelson from Coach. For the great taste that won't fill you up and never let you down, cuts back to Craig, and he's got a turkey leg in one hand and a VHS tape in the other. Who wants to watch Poltergeist? Make it a Bud Light. I don't understand that commercial. I got to tell you, I'm a little lost. It feels like it's a... Is this a prequel to another commercial that I don't know about?
No. Because, look, first she sees this bulge in his pants, and she thinks, okay. And then she sees that he's related to Craig T. Nelson.
How does that make me want Bud Light?
Well, it doesn't. It's just funny.
So why is he going to watch Poltergeist?
He was in Poltergeist.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that was completely random. I thought he just wanted to watch.
You're getting married. You're getting married to the son of Craig T. Nelson, and you have to sit around and watch Poltergeist all day. He probably talks about Coach episodes behind the scenes.
See, but what's
and he's ugly. But at first, she sees the cock.
At least he's well hung, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at first, she sees that and thinks, "All right." But then she thinks, oh, shit, it's Craig T. Nelson.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, and Coach.
But see, let me tell you what's confusing about this.
Nothing.
Well, it's that Craig T. Nelson is an actor. So yeah. I don't think that you'll
Well, that's the thing. We have to spend a little extra money to get him to play himself, or we could pay an actor who looks like him.
Then I think it'll definitely be lost. The point that you're marrying Craig. If it's just a guy. Look,
if it's not him, she could say, oh, you're Craig T. Nelson. But she'd say it more disappointed, like.
All right. Well, actually, there's another commercial. Should I read this one?
If you want to.
This is the Fugly Olympics.
I came up with a good title, but I didn't come up with a good commercial.
Just Fugly Olympic.
Yeah.
All right. Voice on a loudspeaker. We are ready to begin the first annual Tri-State Fugly Olympics. Today's event is freestyle pie eating. All of the pies used in this event were donated by our gold medal winning pie baking champion. Our contestants will be enjoying her prize-winning specialty. Hot dog pie. This is really confusing already. This is all over the loudspeaker.
This one doesn't make as much sense as the last one did. And instead of Craig T. Nelson, I kind of thought about maybe Terry Bradshaw.
All right. It is a pie made entirely of hot dogs and pie crust. The gold medal winner for this event will be the contestant who can eat the most hot dog pies. There is no time limit. Gonna be a while. Chew it over with a Twix. Why would you want to eat Twix? Wait, are
no, you have to watch oh, this.
I see. Gonna be a while. And then it shows someone in the stands. No, and then it
yeah,
says,
I didn't explain.
I see. I thought they were going to eat a Twix before they ate the. I was like, that doesn't seem like a good strategy.
I didn't make that clear.
Oh, so you're in the stands at the Fugly.
Yeah, you have to sit and watch this for some reason.
But why are they? Are these people all ugly who are in the Olympics?
Yeah,
too?
They're ugly, but I focused on them being fat in this particular commercial.
Okay, so they're fat and ugly.
Yeah, they're fugly.
I get it. Okay.
Maybe well, Craig T. Nelson is in the audience.
So chew it
you
over.
You really
with...
want to get more work for Craig T. Nelson.
I'm kidding. Are you a...
I'm his agent.
Did you get a new job, Chris? Well, I wrote one. I wrote down a commercial, but I don't know. Should I read it or should you read it, Chris? Do you want to read mine?
Yeah, I think my laryngitis is clearing up.
Okay.
Is it the Bud Light one?
Yeah, but I wrote it. See, it's kind of more footnotes, so I'm going to jump in and interrupt you at times to describe it better because I thought that I would be reading this, not you. So I was just giving myself sort of reminders.
All right. Bud Light commercial where Clydesdales are running through the snow in the forest and there's really pretty music playing and everything is in slow motion. But then all of a sudden... It really says all of a sudden. The horses come to an empty stable and they all look around and then you see one of them say, "Where's Clyde?"
Right, because Clyde is there. That's they're at Clyde's stable. You know, I was trying to think of a way to make that clear. Like it was Clyde's stable that they came to in the forest.
Then they show a couple confused horses' faces and it cuts to a horse hanging on a beach. Lounging on a beach with sunglasses on and Bud Light in his hand, and that James Brown song comes on, and then the horse does the moonwalk.
The James Brown song is it goes, "Ow, I feel good," and it shut and it cuts to like the horse on the beach, and they're you know they're all in the snow and they're kind of cold, but this horse he's just out on the beach drinking Bud Light, doing the moonwalk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't get it.
It makes you want Bud Light. But James Brown is important. And you have to remember
the
horse
has
and horse has sunglasses on too. You didn't sell that hard enough.
And I like the moonwalk element.
Okay. Ben, do you have any commercial ideas for next Super Bowl?
Sure, why not?
We didn't tell you about this. Me and Chris have been planning this, so we should you could.
But don't make it sound like we tried too hard.
Yeah, well, me and Chris have been planning this for 20 minutes.
Yeah, these are going to be really tough to follow. I wish I would have thought about this.
All right, well, just give it a shot.
Okay, anyway, so mine, I'm just going to kind of talk you through it. I want you to try to visualize what's going on there, okay?
Okay.
So, there's like a man, he's standing there in a nice suit, and he gets called into an office, and he finds out that his boss is going to fire him from his job, right?
Okay.
Because he's not doing very well at his job.
Right.
So he goes back to his desk and grabs like a little cardboard box and you can see him throwing like he looks into a picture frame and there's his wife and his two kids and he puts it in the box and he just looks sad on his face. Then it cuts to him walking to his car out in the parking lot and then it starts to rain. So then he's driving home and he looks all sad and his top buttons on his shirt are undone and his tie is kind of loosened, you know?
Man, seems like this guy just can't catch a break.
Yeah, well, check this out. It's raining on the way home. Then he gets a flat tire.
Oh, brother.
So then he has to fix his flat tire out in the rain. He just has the sports page over his head while he's changing his tire. So you're thinking, this guy's having the worst day possible.
Right.
So then he gets home, and it's weird because the lights are off in his house, and his wife and his kids should be home. So he flips on the light switch, and then his wife and his two kids are brutally murdered. Brutally murdered in the living room. His wife has been decapitated. And both of his sons have been stabbed at least 100 times.
Jesus. Man, so anyways, this guy's having a tough day.
Yeah, he's thinking, this is probably the worst day I've had in 4 years. Right. Easily. So he gets down on his knees and he picks up his wife's head and wants to give her one last kiss, you know? So right as he's holding her decapitated head, to give her that last final kiss, somebody kicks down the front door and it's the police. And I mean, he looks real suspicious standing there holding his wife's decapitated head.
Right, right.
He's on his knees and he's covered in blood because he's been rolling around and stuff. And then you just then you hear the voiceover guy go, "Want to get away?" Southwest commercial.
Man, that's a way better commercial than we came
up with. Yeah, man. And you didn't even have time to come up with it. That's a good idea.
Make me want to take a vacation.
No kidding. But he, I think he's going to be taking a vacation. He's going to be going away for a long time.
It's relatable too. You can all, we can all relate to
We've
it.
We've all been there. Yeah. We've all had bad days.
Sure.
Wow. Well, so I think basically we'll just send this podcast off to whoever whatever network has the Super Bowl next year, and then we'll get to do all the commercials for them.
Does it make you guys wonder though? How you know, because there's, I mean, you've read the articles where people paid upwards of $2.6 million to $4 million for a 30-second commercial.
It pisses me off, really.
I mean, seriously, I mean, that's big money. I could see if it was just some everyday shitty commercial playing on anything, but, I mean, that's like the major leagues of commercials. Wouldn't you think that they would have the best idea ever? Like, every commercial should just blow you away.
Yeah, no, I had this conversation earlier, but it's horrible. I feel like these commercials are just so run-of-the-mill, nothing clever, nothing amazing, and they're paying so much money. I feel like they should just be getting people in their factories to come up with ideas instead of paying – what makes me the maddest is that they're paying a ad agency money to do this, and the ad agency is all proud of themselves at the end, and they're so sure that this is a commercial hit, and they all are just, it's all right.
You know what I was thinking? R. Kelly might be a good get for those want to get away ads. Do you remember back when he peed on that girl?
We could probably do a whole podcast of just want to get away ads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a good idea for a want to get away ad. Okay. So it's like you see like a hospital, right? It's a hospital.
I have one. Danny's telling a story. And I'm 2 feet away from him. Sorry, go ahead.
So you see a hospital room, right? And there you see this, like there's a group of doctors and nurses gathered around, and you see all this electrical equipment running. And,
I know this one.
And it's the doctor's like, scalpel. And then someone hands him a scalpel and he's like, more gauze. And it's kind of like a panic situation. And you see like, you hear like beep, 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 beep. And there's like an IV in the lady that they're operating on. And he's like, nurse, we need more power in the defibrillator. And she goes over to press a button. And then all of a sudden you just hear like, and like all the lights and everything go out. Right. So then they're all confused. They're all looking around and then they look over. And in the corner, there's like a little chimp monkey. It's like a monkey, but a chimpanzee, but he's dressed in like in scrubs and stuff. And he just unplugged like an extension cord and they all look at him. And he just looks like, oh, shit. And then it goes, want to get away? You know?
That was the one, hey, Chris, that was the one that Danny was trying to pitch to me moments before the show aired.
Hey, thanks,
man. And then I scrambled and I came up with mine.
Wow.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate you bailing me out on that.
I just threw you under the bus.
Thank you. Hey, too bad you didn't throw me in front of the bus like that Doritos commercial where that guy got hit by a bus. And then you just see my face like on the bus, like, I just got hit by a bus. Fuck, dude. I want some Doritos.
Does anybody have any more commercials?
No, I'm pretty much out of commercials.
I think we're tapped out.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a commercial that would involve, like, do you remember Rod Blagojevich?
Mm-hmm.
Former governor of Illinois, like tying him into a Supercuts commercial. Because he has the worst haircut ever.
No kidding. But we should come up with a commercial for Shoddy Radio that we can play during our own podcast.
Yeah, because sometimes we need to take a break to brainstorm.
Yeah, which we should have done this time.
Yeah. How would that commercial go?
I don't know. We'll come up with it and then we'll play it at either. We'll play it for one of our podcasts coming up soon.
I look forward to.
Yeah. All right, Chris. I hope you feel better soon.
Me too.
Ben, been fun.
Hey, Chris, did you know that you probably need some vitamin C, but did you know that a red bell pepper has as much vitamin C as 4 oranges?
No, I didn't know that.
You should go have a red bell pepper, buddy.
Is that a superfood?
I don't know, but I know it has a lot of vitamin C.
You know, you can learn more about red bell peppers at your local library.
All right, good night, guys.
Good night. Good night.
At first, she sees the cock.
At least he's well hung, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at first, she sees that and thinks, oh, right. But then she thinks, oh, shit, it's Craig T. Nelson.
Poltergeist.
Yeah. And Coach.
But see, let me tell you what's confusing about this.
Nothing.